Welcome to Necessary Conversations with Daryl M. Taliaferro. Conversations that are real, raw, and relevant. Let's get the conversation started now.
Hey, welcome to episode number 12 of Necessary Conversations. I'm so excited to have you on the journey with me today. On today's episode, we're going to discuss the importance of producing in a pandemic. That's right. Even in the midst of this pandemic, you can still produce without excuse. Let's get to it. When you think about the year 2020, what do you think about? What immediately comes to mind? Perhaps it's this proverbial roller coaster that we've all been on. Or you may reflect and think about the vacations and trips that you would have taken if things were normal. You may even think about the goals and objectives that have yet to be realized, but those objectives and goals that you know you want to accomplish. Regardless as to what comes to mind, what is absolutely true of all of us is that we have successfully made it through each and every day of this year. Admittedly, this has been one of the most challenging years of our time. But even amid the challenges, you still have an opportunity to produce in a pandemic. Now, for some of you, you may be thinking, Daryl, there's no way I can accomplish my goals this year. And to you, I would ask, why can't you? Why not? What's stopping you? You see, your perspective about this year will directly dictate and determine what you produce in this year. Let me say that again. Your perspective about this year will directly dictate and determine what you produce in this year. Let's go back for a second to the year 2019. Think for a moment. What were you doing on this day at this time in 2019? You see, for many of us, we were finishing up various projects and working to bring the year to a close, while simultaneously creating goals and objectives as we prepared and anxiously waited for the dawning of a brand new year. You see, 2019 was a cool year. 2019 represented so much. It represented an end of an era. It represented an end of a decade. 2019, for so many, represented the closing of one door as we looked forward to 2020 as the opening of another. For many of us, we looked forward to 2020 with the high hope and high aspiration that this would be our year, a year of goal actualization, a year of meaningful connections, and a year wherein we would start afresh and anew. You see, in 2019, none of us knew what would occur in 2020. None of us knew the challenges that we would all face. None of us knew that we would face a global pandemic. No. None of us knew the economy would suffer as it has. None of us knew that we would lose people who were otherwise healthy at the hands of a virus known as the coronavirus. But even amid all that we lost in this year, even amid all that has taken place in this year, even amid all that has gone on in 2020, I would dare say that it's somewhat a good thing that we didn't know. I say that because when we made plans in 2019 for 2020, we did so uninhibited. We made goals and we made plans with the hope and the goal of accomplishing those goals. And we said to ourselves, there's nothing or no one that will prevent us from realizing these goals. As we entered the year 2020, we did so with so much excitement and a sincere desire to be productive. Yet for many of you listening to this podcast today, the excitement and the zeal has been somewhat diluted. As we learned and were thrust into this global pandemic, as we dealt with racial inequalities, as we dealt with social unrest, many of our goals and many of our objectives for this year kind of moved to the back burner. Like many of you, I thought to myself, well, you know, this pandemic thing may last maybe a week or two and we'll get back to normal. But we all know that wasn't the case. You see, the fact is, not only did it last a week, but it lasted weeks and months. It kind of made us feel like this was a cool little break, but now it's starting to feel like an eternity. Yet even amid all that we've gone through this year, I'll say it again, there's still hope in this year. This is still a year where you can still fulfill your goals and objectives. Yes, it is still a year when you can realize your hopes and aspirations. While the actualization of those goals may be different, you can still accomplish them. The fact is, this has been a trying year. When you look back on this year, I want you to ask yourself, what have I accomplished? What have I produced? Let me ask you this. Have you started that book yet? No? That's okay. There's still time. Have you started that business yet? Not yet? Don't worry. There's still time. Have you begun the process of applying for school yet? No? No problem. The good news is that there is still time. As long as you have breath in your body, you still have the opportunity to produce even amid the pandemic. Let me challenge you on something. Don't allow the pandemic to prevent you from producing. Let me say that again to you. Don't allow the pandemic to prevent you from producing. Although this year didn't go the way any of us had hoped, there's still great positives in this year. Number one, you're still alive. You see, all of us know someone who has passed away due to this virus, yet God saw fit to keep you alive. It's not because you deserved it and they didn't. No, it's simply because there's more work for you to do. And because you're alive, you still have an opportunity to produce in this pandemic. The second positive is that you have time. You see, if you're like me, this year has given me an opportunity to slow down a bit and enjoy the time that's been given. We've been given time to focus on our goals and aspirations that we ordinarily would not have had. For many of you, you've completed various tasks in a month that would have taken you years simply because you have had time. For many of you, like me, our schedules were incredibly busy. We're going and going and going. And by the time we sit to focus on our own personal goals and desires, we're too tired to do so. The third thing that we've been given this year that's a positive is the opportunity to declutter. You know, as a people, we're often so consumed about what's next. So much of our minds, so much of who we are is cluttered with various things that actually prevent us from creatively and intentionally reaching our goals. I challenge you to intentionally declutter. We have to stop worrying about the not yet and start focusing on the right now. I know you may be thinking, Daryl, but how do I produce in this pandemic? Well, here's how. Number one, desire to get it done. I know this year has not necessarily been the best year for you. I know you've had ups and downs. I know you've had ins and outs, but I want to challenge you to reignite your desire to get it done. Remember in 2019, when you were writing your goals for 2020, you were so excited about the possibility of them coming to pass. And that exuberance and that excitement yielded itself to you saying to yourself, I'm not going to allow anyone or anything to prevent me reaching my goals. So I challenge you. The first thing that you have to do is reignite your desire. You have to desire to get it done. Number two, rewrite your goals for this year. The goal here is to first identify and determine your goals. After you have intentionally desired to get it done, now it's time to put in the work. Here, you're identifying and determining your goals. What actually do I want to accomplish this year? Do I want to write the book this year? Do I want to start the program this year? Do I want to buy the house this year? Do I want to open the business this year? Do I want to start the foundation this year? What do I want to do? The third thing is I want to challenge you to rank your goals in order of perceived feasibility. In other words, what is the likelihood of me accomplishing these goals and in what order? For example, if you say to yourself, I want to write a book this year, and then you say to yourself, I want to start a business this year. Well, those two are amazing goals and you can actually do both. But you know your schedule, you know what you have going on. You may say to yourself, well, number one will be writing the book. Number two would be starting the business. So with all of your energy and with all of your time, you put it into writing the book. After you've completed writing the book, move on to number two, and that's starting the business. You see, once you rank your goals in order, you're now able to check them off as they're completed. Number four, it's similar to what I just said, but it's with great intention, determine not just which goal you will accomplish, but how you will accomplish them. You see, it's not good enough to simply desire it, not good enough to simply write them down. It's not good enough to simply rank them. But now you have to put strategy on how you will accomplish your goals. I will write the book beginning this date. I will carve out an hour each day to write this book. You can produce in this pandemic. Admittedly, there's so much that has occurred this year that's caught us all by surprise. We weren't ready. We weren't prepared. Yet it does not give any of us an excuse not to produce. Do you mind if I take on the role for a second of your coach? Listen, I know what has happened to you this year. I know what you've experienced. I know that you've had some ups and downs. I know the great uncertainty that you have faced. But it's important that I tell you, you can do this. You have what it takes to produce in this pandemic. So if it's the book, start writing the book. If it's the business, start preparing and writing the business plan. If it's buying the house, start searching for houses again. Whatever it is that you set out for this year, I want to encourage you, get it done. You know, when they write the history books about the year 2020, yeah, it'll say that we've endured one of the most horrific pandemics known to man. Yes, it will chronicle the racial and civic unrest that we've experienced. Yes, it'll even detail the dynamics of this highly contentious presidential election. And oh yes, it will include the election of the oldest president and the first vice president, who happens to be a woman of color. Although the history books will include all of that, in your own personal history, let it be known that 2020 was a productive year for you. Let it be known that even amid a pandemic, you still produced without excuse. Well, that's all the time we have for now. Join me next week on Necessary Conversations. Until next time, peace.
Thanks for listening to Necessary Conversations with Daryl M. Taliaferro. Follow us on social media at Necessary Conversations Podcast. Join the conversation by leaving a message on our website, NecessaryConversationsPodcast.com. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you'll be notified every time a new one drops. Now, go have the conversations you need to have with the people you need to have them with.